Scott, thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. It's going wonderful down here in Springfield as we get set for amateur baseball on KASM. At state tournament baseball, it is the final weekend, and we are whittling the Sweet 16 down to the Elite 8. And Don Heinen, our ball game today with the Watkins Clippers and Bird Island Bullfrogs should be a good one.
I think so, Randy. We got two good pitchers going for each, both teams here today. Logan Neeson from the Bullfrog. Talked to somebody before. He's clocked right in that upper 80s, right around 90 degree, miles an hour with his fastball. And Matt Geisinger, he's middle 80s to upper 80s with his fastball. So I think we're going to see some fastballs today, some good, excellent, hard-throwing pitchers out there. And I think for Watkins today, Randy, I think the key is get an early run. I think give Matt Geisinger that first, get them that first run. I think Matt gets tougher.
You talk Matt Geisinger, Don, and how dominant has he been in their first two state tournament wins, throwing two complete games, two shutouts so far for the Clippers. And as Matt goes, the Clippers go, and hopefully that continues today.
Pretty much, though, Matt here, he pitched 18 innings so far, give up no runs. 8 hits only, 17 Ks in them two games, and 1 base on balls. So
wow.
1 walk in 18 innings is phenomenal.
And that's coming off a great Region 15 seed tournament where his Clippers came in as the number 2 seed here in the state tournament. It's Watkins Baseball on KASM, brought to you this afternoon by Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joseph, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Tom Kramer Incorporated over in Cold Spring and Glenwood, Rambo, Gelt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning of Richmond, Erkins Water, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, BMS Excavating of Belgrade, and Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud. They bring us amateur baseball here on KASM this afternoon. And if you are tuning in to AM 1150, wonderful. Thanks for being with us on AM 1150. You can bring us up on FM at 107.7 FM, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and on our stream at mychasm.com. Last night, as I was listening to the Cold Spring Rockies advance to the Elite Eight, of course, I pulled them up on Alexa last night and listened to Alexa to that state tournament game. Speaking of teams that have played so far, last night the Cold Spring Rockies defeating Isanti 3-1 in action. So the Rockies in the Elite Eight. And last evening it was Buffalo over Foley 14-3. So Buffalo has been impressive in their first three games too, as they have poured on quite a few runs, scoring 8 runs in the first game, 8 in the second, and 14 last night against Foley. Earlier here this afternoon, we had Jordan, the defending Class C champions. They were upset by Fairmont, a 7-5 ball game. And Don, we were here to watch a little bit of that. Fairmont had the lead most of the game, but Jordan kept battling back.
Yes, they did. They scored 3 runs in the bottom of the ninth in that game, yet, so they brought it to 7-5. So it was a little bit out of hand going into the ninth, but they had runners on yet. We couldn't quite see who was all left anymore, but they had nobody out, had a couple runs in, so they had a chance.
They did. And the other ball game that was completed over in Milroy this afternoon saw St. Patrick pretty much pound Carver all over the park. I haven't got a final yet on that ball game, but it was St. Patrick with a big win over Carver.
I think it was 12-1 at one time. I think also it was 14-something when we heard last heard. So
we'll get a final on that ball game. Here in Springfield, it's Watkins and Bird Island, and then over in Milroy, the 3 o'clock game this afternoon, Prior Lake and Bemidji.
Bemidji, yeah. Randy's got her pronounced straight today.
Don, you've got some starting lineup for
us. I do. For Bird Island, we'll be the visitors on the scoreboard today. Leading off, doing the catching maybe, today will be James Wafel. Batting second, the second baseman, Jordan Sagadahl. Batting third, the first baseman, Tyler Hebring. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Dylan Gass. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Trent Ottman. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Colton Mickle. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Logan Swan. Batting eighth, playing third base, Sun, Dollar Shell, batting ninth, the designated hitter, and he will be batting for the pitcher. Logan Neeson will be Trevor Neeson. And that's the Bird Island Bullfrog. For the Watkins Clippers, leading off playing center field will be Kevin Kramer. Batting second, the catcher today will be Lincoln Hogan. Batting third, the pitcher today will be Matt Geisinger. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Brandon Ashton. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Carter Block. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Dan Berg. Batting seventh, the designated hitter today will be Heath Kramer. He will be batting for the left fielder, Gavin Mathias. Batting eighth, playing third base, will be Carson Geisinger. And batting ninth, playing shortstop, will be Nolan Geisinger.
James Wolfel in batter's box as Matt Geislinger's first pitch is fouled out of play. And the count at 0-1 as that bounces right behind Don Heinen's vehicle in the parking lot. So the first pitch of the game, Don, you were questioning whether you should be parking there or not.
Well, that's where we got put.
That's where we got put as Wolfel takes inside a ball and the count 1-1.
Should have brought the old beater with today, I suppose, Randy.
One ball, one strike. Carson Geislinger in on the grass over at third as the left-hander Matt Geislinger kicks and delivers the breaking ball a little bit high in the count 2-1. Carson Geislinger is over at third at short. Nolan Geislinger at second base today. Carter Block in at first base. It's Brendan Ashton as the 2-1 pitch come in. This one's lined foul right past the state board trailer and the count at 2-2 in left field. Gavin Mathias in center field, Kevin Kramer out in right field, Danny Berg, and behind the plate, it is Lincoln Hogan. Matt Geislinger on the mound, the 2-2 pitch. Now Wolfel calls for time behind the plate, and still the count at 2-2.
Looks like Kevin Kramer's playing the Rover in center field, doesn't he?
It does, yeah. The park dimensions, we'll talk about it here all game. Here's a chopper back to Geislinger on the mound. Matty flips the first, and a 1-3 putout of Wolfel. Got a final. Actually, no. After eight innings, the Cold Spring Springers leading Meesville 7-2 in Class B. So the Springers look like they'll play a second game today. The Moorhead Brewers awaiting them as Class B is down to four teams. And hopefully the Springers win. They'll be down to three teams. So we have some local teams in action yet in the state tournament, which is kind of cool. Here's Jordan Sagadal to the plate. And the first pitch to Jordan is a strike and 0-1.
Looking at the dimensions here, 342 down the left field line. It's like 318 down the right field line, so a lot different porch here down the right field line than there is on the left field line. 370, right center.
The 0-2 pitch, and Sagadal swings and misses strike three, and Geislinger makes quick work of Jordan Sagadal. It'll bring Tyler Hebring to the plate.
We're looking at left center field at 385. And if you look at the straight center field, it's 452 feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Long ways out there. Absolutely. Tyler Hebring, a name that many of you Watkins fans are familiar with. Tyler played over at Watkins and at Bird Island now. But he's been talked to Matt and Lincoln Hogan a little bit before the game. They said, yeah, Tyler's been kind of back and forth, played with both teams a little bit. There's a strike call to Hebring. And the count, one ball, one strike. So the Clippers very familiar with Tyler Hebring.
You get head coach Richwater?
I believe he did.
Hired last fall, I believe.
There's a swing and a miss by Hebring and the count at one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. This Class C tournament is single elimination. As Hebring taps it slowly to Carson Geislinger at third. Carson picks up the two-hopper over to Ashton at first. 5-3 on the putout, and that ends the Bullfrogs' first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. One half inning in our books. It's Bird Island nothing. Watkins coming to bat. More baseball in a minute here on KAFN.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Crystal Lahr, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. If you're craving some really good food, then hop on over to Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville. The Broasted Chicken 8-Piece Family Pack has become so popular for families on the go. It's 8 pieces of broasted chicken, potatoes, and coleslaw for only $18.99. Queen Bee's can make your favorite homemade pizza or buns for the party you're hosting, and they'll have it ready to go when you arrive curbside or inside. For special events and catering, contact Doris, Jen, or Trisha at Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville. Phone 243-3975. That's 243-3975.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heine back with you in Springfield on the home of the Tigers, their high school football field that also acts as a baseball field. Very nice facility. It's right along what river, Don?
Cottonwood.
Cottonwood River.
Yes. A couple years ago, this whole complex here, the riverbanks, all the rain they had down here, this whole complex was like a lake.
Wow.
So they showed some pictures I seen on Twitter or wherever it was of this park here a couple years ago. It was a total disaster, but you couldn't ask for a nicer place, could you?
It is
like
gorgeous.
Like Major League Baseball is here.
Springfield, of course, had bid the state tournament with New Ulm, and New Ulm, their city council, voting not to allow the state tournament as Kevin Kramer starts things off with a foul ball back and out of play, and a count 0-1 for Kramer. New Ulm city council voting not to allow the state tournament in their city, so state board had a scramble for other sites. Springfield became one of the Class C hosts along with Melroy. And Neeson's pitch is outside a ball at 1-1. He pitches from the stretch the whole time.
He does. Got a good vantage point from where we're sitting up here, Randy. We're outside on the bleachers here in the top row. But we got a long way down to the plate, don't we?
That's quite a ways away, you bet. There's a strike to Kevin Kramer and the count, one ball, two strikes.
Just a huge grandstand behind home plate here. I don't know how many people it holds. It must hold 500, 600 people, I would say.
1-2 the count. This one's pitch is low and away, and the count 2-2. The wind, I'm trying to pick up the direction. It seems like it might be blowing from right to left at times, or right in from right field. Kramer, a swing and a miss, and he's out on strikes. You had said Nissen Don can bring it maybe up to at 90 miles an hour at times.
That's what they were
that
telling
was the heater.
Me. That was a good one. That we could tell from up here.
And with one out and no one on, Lincoln Hogan steps up to the plate. In on the grass over at third is Dollar Shell. And the first pitch to Lincoln Hogan, a strike called an 0-1. At third base, Sean Dalrochelle. At shortstop, Dylan Goss. At second base, Jordan Sagadahl. Over at first base today, Tyler Hebrink. The 0-1 pitch, a breaking ball strike, and 0-2 now.
Boy,
Duncan Hogan.
Good pitch on the outside corner. Looked like a slider from up here. Kind of broke sideways to sideways here, and I tell you, it looked kind of tough to hit.
It did. Here's a swing and a miss, and Hogan down on strikes. Nissen with a couple quick strikeouts, and Matt Geislinger to the plate in left field for the Bullfrogs. It's Logan Swan in center field, Trent Ottman, and out in right field, Colton Minkle behind the plate. Catcher James Wolfel, and on the mound, right-hander Logan Nissen. As the pitch to Matt Geislinger on the inside corner, a strike and 0-1. Boy, he's going right at these.
Boy,
edges.
Is he ever. He's not missing the plate by any means here. Here it is. Hit it, boys.
Pitch and Geislinger will follow it back and out of play in the count at 0-2. No balls, two strikes.
And that's the part for a pitcher like Neeson here, too. You know, you're working ahead of 0-2. So now you know what you can do. You can work with whatever you want to throw to these guys right now. Nobody on base.
0-2 the count. The kick, the pitch. That's going to hit Matt Geislinger, and off to first base he goes. Boy, that got him in the right hip, maybe?
Didn't look like it.
So Geislinger hit by the pitch, and that'll bring cleanup hitter Brendan Ashton to the plate.
Number 18,
You always kind of get that sick feeling when the other team's pitcher hits your pitcher.
You do. especially as hard as these two guys can throw.
Right, right. It's Brendan Ashton. He breaks his bat, a line drive, bobbled by the second baseman. He'll throw to first and in time to get Ashton 4-3 on the putout as Brendan needs a new piece of lumber the next time he comes to the plate. For the Clippers, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. One inning in our books. It's Watkins nothing, Bird Island nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Dairyland Supply and Sac Center has been your number one Artex dealer 2 years in a row. We thrive on customer service and selling the right equipment to keep your operation running smoothly. We also carry brands like Hagedorn and Kuhnite. So if you're in the market for a manure spreader, new or used, give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
Top of the second inning, and Bird Island will send Dylan Goss to the plate, Trent Ottman, and Colton Minkle. Dylan Goss, the shortstop. Boy, Bird Island has the dark green jerseys, white numerals, white pants.
A little bit of Irish there, isn't it?
A little bit.
Really dark green, really nice looking uniforms.
First pitch, call strike from Matt Geislinger. And a chopper hit the second block up with the two hopper over to first, 4-3 in the put out. One out for Bird Island.
Center fielder, number 15, Trent Ottman.
Still simply amazed with Lincoln Haugen, the way he moves behind that plate down there.
Yeah.
He's down that first baseline as quick as the runner's going there. And you remember last week in Milroy, don't you, when he backed up a play, it was an overthrow. And he backhanded it before it got to the fence.
Yeah, in the air.
In the air.
You bet. Ottman takes the strike call to 0-1. Trent Ottman, center fielder for the Bullfrogs. No score if you're just joining us. Second inning action from Springfield. Watkins and Bird Island. Boy, Geislinger changes speeds on Ottman, and he swings and misses strike two.
I don't know what that is, but he comes a little bit more sidearm with that one. Not much movement, but the seams aren't moving a whole lot either.
Here's the 0-2, and that one fouled right over the top of our heads into the parking lot here at Springfield, and the count stays 0-2.
Well, if we get one up here, Rennie, today, somebody's going to have to hit us in the head from behind, I think.
That's right, throwing the ball back, right?
Yeah. Somebody like that is trying to get it in. He's going to hit us from back. That's a long way up.
Yeah. 0-2 the count. Matty Geislinger ready. His pitch, and Ottman pops this one up to short. Nolan Geislinger back on the grass, makes the catch for the out. Boy, that one kind of died on Nolan.
It sure did. I think the breeze is kind of blowing towards us, so it's switching a little bit now, isn't it?
Now
batting. A little right to left.
Made the catch. And it'll bring up Colton Minkle.
We got like a sports deck here to the right of us on the first baseline. It's got kind of like a bar set up with a table all the way around. I bet you it's probably 50 feet long with a bunch of bar stools. Just a very nice venue.
First pitch to Minkle, a ball, 1-0. There's a strike on the outside corner, and one ball, one strike.
Big concession area. I think Mary said there's, what, pork chops on the stick here?
Pitch two, Minkle outside, a ball in 2-1. Earlier winners today, we had Fairmont. They upset defending state champion. Fairmont upset defending state champion Jordan 7-5. There's a strike called in 2-2. St. Patrick winning earlier today. Ground ball past Brendan Ashton into right field, a base hit. John, we were watching Bird Island's first game last week. I saw some of the stats from that ball game. Every hitter in their lineup had a hit last week in their win. They had a first-round bye, obviously, but, boy, if you can get every hitter to get a hit, that's pretty impressive.
That's pretty amazing. It is.
To the plate, Logan Swan, the left fielder, as a strike called to Swan in 0-1. The ball is one strike. Bird Island beat Dilworth 10-0 last week in the seventh inning. Going is Minkle. Here's Hogan's throw, not in time, and Minkle with a stolen base. So he's in scoring position with two outs, stealing on an 0-1 pitch. That was called a strike, and now 0-2 to Swan.
I just can't imagine how that center fielder looks in this park here. Looks like he's playing right behind second base.
I kick the pitch. Low and outside a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Yeah, and just as a center fielder, where do you play?
Yeah,
where do you
yeah.
play? How do you judge what's 280 feet?
Dirt? Yes, absolutely.
Geislinger works from the stretch, a little off speed, is outside, and the count, two balls, two strikes.
So you look at the sign out there, and you subtract 200 feet. That's a long way, 200 feet, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That is. Two balls, two strikes. Matt Geislinger's pitch and a swing and a miss. Swan's out on strikes, and that'll end the Bullfrog's threat here in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on base. 1.5 innings. Watkins nothing. Bird Island nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KFN.
Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has served Central Minnesota customers for years and would like to help improve your home's indoor air quality. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of high-efficiency heat pumps, furnaces, and air conditioners. Partnered with the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Air Purifier, it is award-winning and the next generation of indoor air quality technology capable of purifying every cubic inch of air that your central air conditioning system reaches. Designed to eliminate sick building syndrome risks by reducing odors and air pollutants, the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Purifier is the best solution for whole house and building air purification. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com to learn more about the Remy Halo Air Purifier.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you in Springfield. No score, bottom of the second inning. Carter Block will lead it off for the Clippers. Just saw that the Cold Spring Springers beat Meesville 7-2, so the Springers will play the Moorhead Brewers now at 4 o'clock, with the winner going to the championship tomorrow against Chanhassen. So Cold Spring Springers, a 7-2 victory today. Here's Carter Block, check swing on the first pitch, a ball hit in the infield over to the third baseman, coming in on the grass and making the play is Dollarshell, and one out. 1-1, Bemidji and Prior Lake after one inning over at Milroy.
The play by Dollarshell at third base there. Neeson just about got his hand on that. I think it's better if he left it go, because I don't know if he'd have got him.
No, he would have had a spin and throw. And
Just to let you know, this team, I just found out it holds like 850 people. So it's huge.
It is big.
It's a big stadium.
Dan Berg at the plate. The first pitch to Dan. A straight call, 0-1 to Mr. Berg. Neeson's pitch is outside, and one ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Dan in right field. The kick pitch in. Berg will follow this back and out of play. And the count, one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Here's a foul at the plate by Berg, and the count stays 1-2.
And Berg having a good state tournament so far, 3-for-5 with a run scored. Left-handed hitter for Watkins.
Ready on the mound, Nissan, and his pitch is high for a ball in the count. Now at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch on the way. Berg loops this one over the shortstop set, taking it the other way for a base hit. Nice piece of hitting by Danny Berg.
You bet. Can't do much with that fastball. Take it the other way, but the bat on the ball.
So the Clippers with something going as designated hitter Heath Kramer to the plate. Heath Kramer. Right-handed hitter facing the right-handed thrower, Neeson. Berg, small lead at first, and Kramer with the swing. Pokes it down the right field line. Berg takes the big turn. He goes to third, and he's in standing up, and the Clippers first and third on back-to-back singles.
That's what they're trying to do here, put the bat on the ball here to down the right field line by Kramer there, and man, oh man, that's a good piece of hitting there. Danny Berg hustling all the way over to third. Right fielder got a cannon of an art. See that, Randy? Threw that one hopper to the third baseman.
That's going to bring manager Mike Nagel out to the mound right off the bat here in the second inning. Out to have a word with his right-hander and his infield. Carson Geislinger due up here for the Watkins Clippers, and is that where you say look out for a squeeze early on,
yeah,
or safety squeeze maybe?
You might want to try something different here. You said that one run is going to be big in this game, I'm afraid.
Just the two games so far, when Watkins has had to bunt, their bunting has been superb.
Yes, it has.
And
they got the right guys up here, too, for that.
Yeah.
Bottom of the order here.
Carson and Nolan Geislinger.
Oh.
Neeson ready on the mound, and the pitch to Carson is a strike called, 0-1. Well, it's one strike.
Bottom of this order is fun to watch, too, aren't they? The young guys down here in the bottom.
I love it. I love it.
You bet. Left-handed sticks here look like a bunch of leadoff hitters here, don't they?
Danberg at third. Heath Kramer at first. Pitch to Carson. He checks swing, bounces it back to the mound. Neeson knocks it down, but he's not going to get anybody. Berg throws. He didn't know how far away that bounced from the pitcher.
No, he didn't. And I don't think he had no place to go, really, Danberg. Unless he would have broke with contact. But if he feels that cleanly, he throws him out to play.
So we're going to get Gavin Mathias. He's going to run for Heath Kramer in this situation. And they can do that. Gavin can come in and run. They can do a re-entry for each of them. But they're going to put a little more speed on second base as Nolan Geislinger steps up to the plate. What a big spot for the young man. Nolan Geislinger going to be a freshman here in a few days at EBW. Chops it foul down the first baseline and the count 0-1.
Well, yeah, it is only in a couple of days.
Yeah. 0-1 the count.
We're in baseball mode yet. We're not in football mode yet, are we?
I've heard EBW, they can go full-time.
Yep,
they're in Meeker County, and their numbers are lower, so, yeah.
Good for them.
The corner's in for the Bullfrogs from Bird Island. Watkins with the bases loaded here, bottom of the second inning. Neeson's pitching. Geislinger fouls it back and out of play, and the count at 0-2 as Kevin Kramer waits on deck for Watkins. Big spot here for Nolan. Down in the count, 0-2. No indication of bunting for the young man. Ready on the mound, Neeson. His pitch, and Geislinger bites it off and fouls it out of play again. The count at 0-2.
Gutsy young player right here.
Good with the bat. Just plain old good with the bat.
You watch him with his right foot in that batter's box. He keeps it light, doesn't he?
He does. Berg at third, Mathias at second, over at first base. It's Carson Geislinger, and here's a swing and a miss. It gets by the catcher, and now Watkins had a man cut off at first base. They went, and Danny Berg throws at third.
Oh, boy.
And now they throw out Carson Geislinger at first. He got caught too far off the bag.
They really thought Dan Berg was going on that one, wasn't he? He stopped halfway down the line.
Because the ball came back, and the Clippers get nothing out of it as Bird Island gets a very unorthodox double play with the strikeout to Nolan Geislinger, and then 2-3 on the putout of Carson Geislinger at first. No runs, three hits, no errors, two left on base. Two in the books, Watkins nothing, Bird Island nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASN.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The Clippers miss a golden opportunity to take the lead in the bottom of the second inning, and we go to the top of the third. Sean Dollarshell takes the pitch from Matt Geislinger for a strike called, and 0-1. Dollarshell, Nissen, and Wolfel, the scheduled hitters for Bird Island here in the third inning. Swing and a miss by Dollarshell, and strike two. 0-2 the count.
Had a play at the plate, I think, on that one, because it come back up the backstop pretty quick on Dan Berg at third base, but I don't know. What would you have done?
Yeah.
Two guys running off too far off the bases there, but they were all going to advance if Dan keeps coming.
Ball outside, one ball, two strikes, and another pitch outside in the count, 2-2. Yeah, Berg froze at third base because the backstop has cement on it, and that ball kind of started rolling back to the catcher, so it kind of froze him.
It's not just a lot of room behind home plate here, is there?
No, there isn't. Two balls, two strikes. And here's Dollarshell punching at the center field. Kramer coming hard, dive, can't make the catch, and it rolls past him. Dollarshell looking to third. He's not going to take it as he'll stay at second with a double and a diving attempt by Kevin Kramer. And Dollarshell a leadoff double here in the third.
He was close to getting that on that dive, Randy. I really thought he was going to come up with it there on that dive because he hit the ground and it kind of bounced about the same time. I thought he was going to either trap it or keep it in front of him, but it got by him. And I'll tell you, if that gets by you here, it rolls.
That one didn't have the line drive
to it,
so it was more of a bloop as Nissen takes the strike called and 0-1.
I think on a line drive here, you're probably better off playing it in front of you. Don't try to do anything fancy.
No, 0-1 the count. No indication of a bunt to move him over. And they'll take strike two called and 0-2. Top of the order and James Wolfel on deck. Well, it's two strikes. Geislinger from the stretch. He'll look back to second. And Matt comes home, and there's a chopper to third. Carson Geislinger to the backhand. That's foul. And just a long strike for Trevor Nissen. The ball, it's two strikes. Geislinger looking down to Lincoln Hogan as Dollarshell takes a small lead at second. Nolan Geislinger trying to keep him close. The left-hander's pitch is outside of ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Bemidji playing Prior Lake over in Milroy right now. The last we heard, that game was 1-1. Matt Geislinger's changeup, that misses outside, and the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2 the count. Geislinger sets himself on the mound. The left-hander kicks and delivers and fouled to the backstop. You see how fast that ball came back?
And I think there is padding back there, Randy, what it sounds, doesn't it?
It does.
That'd be hard against that brick wall there.
That ball came back to the catcher, Hogan, so quick. Balls, two strikes. Dollar Shell leads from second, and the pitch is swinging him in. Out on strikes and missing. So that is the first out here in the third inning for Matt Geislinger. That's his third strikeout.
Number 27, James Wolfall.
And we are getting a little rain. I can hear the rain falling on the roof here as the sun is shining, but we've got a little rain shower coming over us. That is strange. Wolfe bounced back to Geislinger on the mound, and his first at bat, a check swing, ruled a strike, and 0-1. Balls, one strike. Dollar Shell, the base runner, at second. There's a pop-up in the infield. Nolan Geislinger at short. Makes the catch for the out, and 2 outs. Well, it's looking better for Matt now, Don, as he was able to get the next 2 outs after that double.
Yes, he did.
Jordan Sagadahl.
I'm really surprised that they didn't bunt their number 9 hitter.
I am, too. I think they should have got him over to third, like you said, Randy. And anything, you know, a pass ball, one in the dirt, it's got to go, probably got to go to side to the catcher today. It doesn't go straight back. You're going to have a heck of a time scoring here, but that one was headed for you, Randy, without a screen here. Yep.
Yeah. Sagadahl, a bowl to the netting here at Springfield, the baseball park.
You can smell it a little bit, can't you, the rain?
You can.
A little refreshing.
Yeah. 0-1 the count to Jordan Sagadahl, who struck out in his first appearance against Matt Geislinger. Dollar Shell, still the base runner at second. Geislinger's pitch, fastball right down the middle and strike two. 0-2 the count.
Batter turned around, looked at the umpire, said, was that a strike?
He said,
yep. And he shook his head, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if that wasn't, there's going to be a lot of them going to be hollered at.
Well, it's 2 strikes. They kick the pitch. A check swing, strike three, and Geislinger pitches out of the early double here in the third inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. 2.5 innings. It's Watkins nothing, Bird Island nothing. More baseball in a minute on KFM.
Did you know that the average human will sleep for a total of 26 years? Plus, we'll spend another 7 years of our lives just trying to fall asleep. In addition to sleeping, we'll put on enough miles in our lifetime to drive to the moon 3 times. If we're going to spend that much time behind the wheel, we ought to love our vehicle. Whether seating, safety, or towing capacity is your main priority, Gilliland Chevrolet has you covered, from the all-electric Bolt EV to the Chevy Silverado, and everything in between. Just thinking about your next vehicle purchase shouldn't keep you up at night. Most of our pre-owned inventory is backed by a 5-day money-back or 30-day exchange guarantee, and every new Chevrolet comes with Gilliland's lifetime powertrain warranty, so you can shop with confidence and peace of mind. A good night's sleep is one of the keys to good health, and at Gilliland Chevrolet, we're committed to helping you rest easy when it's time for your next vehicle purchase. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com or 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud. Find new roads.
Watkins Baseball here on KASM, brought to you this afternoon by Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Erkins Water, Cold Spring, Gale Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning of Richmond, Rambo, Tom Kramer Incorporated over in Cold Spring and Glenwood, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Gary Lynn Supply at Sox Center, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph. Bottom of the third inning for the Watkins Clippers, and back to their top of the order. Kevin Kramer swings and misses, and strike one.
That was a curveball, wasn't it, on that one?
It was.
Off-speed pitch, started Kevin Kramer off on.
Mr. Logan Nissen kicks and delivers, and Kramer packs one down the third baseline, sneaking it past the third baseman, Dal Rochelle, quickly back into the infield, and the fourth hit for the Clippers this afternoon, and a leadoff single brings Lincoln Hogan to the plate.
The catcher, Lincoln Hogan.
Lincoln struck out in his first at bat today.
Doesn't seem like he's all like he did the first inning, does it? He's not using his fastball as much as the way it looks right here, and they're getting time with that curveball slider.
Here's Hogan, a shot to left center field. That's going to drop for a hit. Kramer will pull into second base, and back into the infield comes the baseball. But the Clippers making some noise here in the third with their fifth hit of the day off of the right-hander.
We're going to see some activity in the Bullfrogs' bullpen. Say that real quick. Bullfrog
that is
bullpen.
A tongue twister, that's for sure. Bring Matt Geislinger to the plate. Matt reached in his first at-bat, hit by a pitch. And that first at-bat, he has Geislinger at the plate. First baseman creeping in, and Matt not showing any bunt as he takes a strike called on the inside corner at 0-1.
Looks like Braden Thurstig is going down to the bullpen.
These dugouts here at Springfield,
they are dugouts.
Step down into the dugout. The 0-1 to Matt. He'll follow this to the backstop, and 0-2 now to Matt Geislinger.
A little bit of an inside-out swing by Matt Geislinger.
That ball came inside on his fist more than I think he,
he anticipated.
Yeah. Boy, the bullpen's a long ways away, too. Way down the lines. Almost set up like your traditional Major League Baseball parks where they're so far out of the way. The 0-2 pitch inside to Matt, and the count, one ball, two strikes.
Have to get the golf carts out here to bring them back and forth, don't they? Or them little go-karts they used to have at the old Met.
One ball, two strikes. Kramer leads from second. Lincoln Hogan at first. Nobody out for Watkins here in the third. Pitch high to Matt Geislinger, and the count now, two balls, two strikes.
Well, that would be a good job for me. Hopefully you got a good game. You don't have to make many trips.
Just be the driver.
Yeah.
Two balls, two strikes. Listen, ready. His pitch. Geislinger, foul out of play. In the count at 2-2 yet. Watkins missing a golden opportunity to score some runs in the second inning. Three hits and could not come up with a run in the second inning. And again, knocking at the Bullfrog's door here in the third inning. Two on, nobody out. The 2-2 count to Matt Geislinger. That's inside, and the count full, 3-2, and that just about clipped him on his foot. The count full, 3-2. Brendan Ashton waiting in the on-deck circle. Logan Nielsen ready, and a swing and a miss. Geislinger chases that. That's a slider. It slid away from him on the outside corner.
Went to the outside on Matt Geislinger, and he kind of waved at it. I think he wanted to go to left field with it, but it just kept moving away from
it.
It got by him pretty quick.
Brendan Ashton to the plate. Brendan broke his bat as he bounced out to the second baseman back in the first inning. Missing pitch, and a swing and a miss by Ashton, strike one. 0-1 the count. I'm trying to pitch out of a jam here in the third. Kramer leads from second, and Ashton takes a beauty of a fastball right down the middle in strike two.
that's the fastball we've seen in the first inning, isn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Brought the heat again. 0-2 to count to Brendan Aston. Waiting on deck, Carter Block. Aston pops this one up. It's going to go back, and I believe it's going to go out of play as it lands right by the sports deck. There is a potential for a carom that could come here if it hits one of those railings and would come up to us. The count, 0-2. One out, two on for Watkins here in the third. No score if you're just joining us. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. The Cold Spring Rockies winning last night. The Cold Spring Springers winning today, 7-2. We're looking for a Clippers victory this afternoon. They got to score some runs, though. Bouncer back to the mound. The second for one. The relay to first. That's a 1-6-3 double play, and that'll end the third for Watkins. No runs, two hits, no errors, and one left on. We played three here in Springfield. Watkins nothing, Bird Island nothing. More baseball in a minute on KFM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
If you're craving some really good food, then hop on over to Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Painesville. The Broasted Chicken 8-Piece Family Pack has become so popular for families on the go. It's 8 pieces of broasted chicken, potatoes, and coleslaw for only $18.99. Queen Bee's can make your favorite homemade pizza or buns for the party you're hosting, and they'll have it ready to go when you arrive curbside or inside. For special events and catering, contact Doris, Jen, or Trisha at Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Painesville. Phone 243-3975. That's 243-3975.
Hey, tournament baseball on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you this afternoon, making our way to the fourth inning here in Springfield. No score. Watkins, no runs, five hits, no errors. And Bird Island, no runs, two hits, and no errors. Tyler Hebrink will lead it up, followed by Dylan Gass and Trent Ottman. The fourth inning for the Bullfrogs, and Geislinger's breaking ball catches the corner and 0-1.
What a gorgeous afternoon. Sitting up here, the breeze is kind of hitting us in the face.
Yeah.
About 75 degrees, probably a little warmer.
Swing and a miss by Hebring. Strike two as Geislinger again changed speeds on Tyler Hebring. No balls, two strikes. And the fastball driven to right field. There is Dan Berg to make the catch for the out.
Him played pretty perfectly on that, didn't he?
They did.
Two steps towards the foul line.
And again, I think like last week, you're not going to see a lot of pitches pulled on Matt Geislinger.
You're not.
If
no,
you're a right-handed hitter.
Decent. I see the one down third base line. That's the only ball that really got pulled on him.
Here at the plate, Gass and pitch fouled to the backstop by Dylan Gasson, 0-1. The ball's one strike. Geislinger looking down to Lincoln Hogan. And Matt delivers a little bit off speed there. And the count at 1-1 as that finishes high. One ball, one strike. Matt pitch popped up over by first base. Brendan Aston in foul ground. Aston makes the catch for the out.
Ooh,
that was up
tough.
There.
Ooh, that was a tough one for Brendan Aston. Got that little bit in the sunlight, didn't he?
He did.
sunglasses on.
We got to talk to Brendan a little bit after last week's game. Nice kid. Congratulated him on being a new dad. Two outs. Trent Atman to the plate. And Trent shows bunt, pulls back, and the strike called, 0-1. Ball's one strike. As Matt Geislinger ready again. Fastball, fouled back and out of play. And the count at 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Two outs, nobody on here for Bird Island in the fourth. Pitch from Matt Geislinger, a little bit high in the zone, and the count, one ball, two strikes.
Well, we got a little background music going on here, don't we?
I know there's a campground behind us as well.
Big water park to the left of us here on the third base side.
1-2, foul ball out of play, and the count stays 1-2. We'll start searching for a score from Milroy. The last we heard, that ball game was 1-1. Bemidji and Prior Lake. Fouled again by Atman out of play. And the count at one ball, two strikes yet to Trent Atman. Lincoln Hogan shakes off a few signs. I don't know, his head was moving, but Geislinger comes with the fastball and right down the middle catches Atman looking, and that'll do it for the Bullfrogs here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 3.5 innings, Watkins nothing, and Bird Island nothing. We're back in a minute on KASN.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.